Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am love. It whispers. I'm talking about. Woo! Karen Drucker giving me juice. Making me feel good on the inside. Reminding me that I am peace. I am joy. I am whole. I am well. I am love. I am healed. Don't be fooled by that word. Sometimes we get caught up and say, you can't heal nobody. Nobody's a healer. That's true, but not. Everyone is a healer. Don't let the English language hijack the true meaning of being a healer. Because a true healer raises the vibration for other people to get in alignment with who they really are. And there's some people who have done their work. They've cleared out all the junk, all the mess. They got the message from their mess, and now they're the messenger of love. So because they're a messenger of love, they help you release the junk that is in your system, be that emotionally, physically, spiritually, and they become a healer that supports you to become the healer that you truly are. Ha! I am healed. That's right. Just because some people study with their mind and they don't know how to heal, don't listen to that. Ooh, Lord, there's some fire in this house today. What's really going on? Calm down, man. Calm down. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to? There's a song in my soul. It's bubbling up from deep inside of me. You telling me to calm down? Go sit down somewhere.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, you can, whatever you want to say, take it out of here. We got a show to do. Karen Drucker, she said, song in my soul. What's the song in your soul? What's bubbling up from deep inside of you? For some of us, it's gas. Well, I don't have gas, I'm just saying. You know, I include myself with everybody else because there's only one of us. But some people, what's bubbling up is not comfortable. That's what I mean. Oh, Lord, come on now. People eat their lunch. Hey, that's not on me. That's their stuff. But anyway, I trust that joy is bubbling up or just kind of sipping up slowly through the cracks of your heart. You know, just moments when you get distracted with something that you enjoy, you're good at. I just did this because I'm good at it. You know, love and joy and peace and wholeness just bubbles up. Just squeeze itself out. Like, ooh, I feel good. Take a breath. Relax. You remember something that you heard. Yes. And if stuff that's bubbling up inside your stomach ain't making you feel good, you got the IDs right about now, which are just the right recipe for you. Woo! We're going to give it to you raw and awesome. Now, I got to say that real slow. We got to give it to you raw and awesome. Okay. Relax, everybody. Life ain't that deep. You know? It's the internet that makes it complicated. Learn to dance. Learn to be flexible. Learn to smile. It's okay. Nobody likes folks who are serious. Ooh, you just make the G in the house uncomfortable. Relax. There's a song in my soul, and I am committed to singing my song. I know I got a great voice. Okay. Karen Drucker. To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is karendrucker.com. That's KarenDrucker.com. Life is good. Life is so good. Just breathe the goodness in. Breathe in this wonderful day. I don't care if it's a Monday for you or Tuesday for you or whatever day. Or you don't even have a clue what day it is. Just breathe in this day. Breathe in this moment. Just take a breath, breathe it in, breathe it out. If you're joyful, breathe in. If you're sad, breathe in. What's that? What is that? Hold on a minute. Yeah, I can't be just giving words to me that I don't understand. Well, anyway, that's a whole different conversation. But breathe it in. Especially when we're challenged, when we're feeling frustrated, when we're struggling, when things are not looking the way we think it should look, when life looks imperfect, even though the truth is life is always perfect. That's the time when you have to remember to just breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in yourself and breathe out love, And remember that nature has your back. Nature has your inside, has your stomach. And you are nature. You are one with God. You are the place where God gets to express herself. So why are you even tripping if God is expressing herself through you? What? You tell whatever you're moving through, it's like, oh, you don't want to mess with this one. Oh, no, God is in the house. And your issues be like, oh, God. What's this about? Is God everywhere evenly present? Because everywhere I go, I'm getting folks telling me God is here. Okay, maybe I need to find out about this God. Your issues will just leave you and move on because they say, this is too much. We can't handle this God thing. Just this God thing is infiltrating our humanity. I am enfolding each and every one of you with love. I'm hugging you now. It's time to heal. And healing meaning remembering who you are, remembering that you're already whole. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and you can help but make a difference because you signed up for this. You came here to make a difference. I don't care if you've forgotten. I don't care if you think you're not. You're already making a difference. So whatever thought you're thinking now, choose a higher thought. Choose love. Embrace where you are. Embrace what you're doing right now and see that what you're doing right now, where you are, is divine. And when you change your perspective about where you are, that's called a miracle. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, of course, on Life Conversations Radio. And I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressed as Life Coach Ade, not a professor. I think I got a new name. I can't remember what my new name is. I have a lot of names, you know. But ain't nobody got time for that. Got a show to do. Let's see. I want to bring a friend in, but I want to do something here before I bring her in. She probably won't like me for a moment for doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway, because she'll get over it. Just bear with me, folks. Y'all know what we're going to do next, right? Boy, this southern guy that tried to talk through me, I don't understand it. Y'all know what it is. This is what we're going to do for her. We're just having the background while we talk. Someone needs a prayer today. What is going on? Oh, I was like, hey. It's my company, so my dear friend who is being birthed, who is experiencing a breaking open to love experience. And that would be Celeste Morgan. I'm playing this song for you. Someone needs a prayer today. I'll leave it in the background. If he gets to, if he distracts us, because it's such a great song, then we'll fade it down. How's my friend doing?
Your friend is really laughing right now because the gift of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is that it's a power lunch and it's a spiritual cleanse. And I don't care what you're going through today, you always manage to put a smile on your listener's face. And I appreciate that today, of all days, every day. But yes, I'm moving through my father's transition. He transitioned on Thursday. And it's been a roller coaster ride. But you have been walking with me and some beautiful people have been keeping up with me and holding the vibration. So to borrow from our beautiful sister, India Ari, who I claim will be on this show someday.
I know that's right.
Conversation in the background. I am happy and vulnerable enough to say, yes, I'm in need of prayer, and I am grateful to be in the place and the space where I can get it, and I can still share my gifts. So thank you to you, my brother. I'm ready also to learn about this Ron Awesome, too. I deliberately did not eat what was available to me because I felt like Sharon Johnson was going to come and give me some better choices to make. And that's one of the things that I want to change in my life, how I've been dealing with food So this show is right on time for me right now and everything that I'm moving through. When you're feeling heavy, you don't need to eat Haagen-Dazs. Sorry to give a brand. But you know what I'm saying? It relates.
Hey. Hey, sometimes people can't get to that good place, you know. They're like, I can go take them to that G spot. It's like, I feel God right now. I know my life's the best. I just lost my loved one, but especially the chocolate, I heard. Yeah, there you go. I don't care. You say what?
I had some nuts, though. I had some pistachio nuts, and I'm eating light. But that's not a normal habit. So I'm really, for me, I really think this show is going to help me in all the areas that I need. By helping me first by the first choice, like what I put in my mouth. And it really matters, and it connects from food to choosing alcohol or whatever. I want to make healthier choices for my mouth right now. So Sharon is a healer. I've been checking her out. And I want to tap into her energy, and I just wanted to say that.
Yes, 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 she is truly a healer indeed. I don't care if she claims that title or not. I am ordaining you as a healer, my sister. And if anybody has a strength, send them to me. But, you know, it's just the whole thing of transition. It comes in so many ways, and even through the laughter, through the healing, just holding you and just reminding you, Celeste, to be very gentle with yourself. To, you know, the process of transition, losing somebody that we love, it takes time. I believe when we lose somebody that we love, there's a part of us that we're connected to gets rearranged. So it's not something that rearrangement we have to get used to on a physical level, on an emotional level. It's like the piece of the puzzle has been rearranged now. So you got to give yourself, it's a heart surgery. You got to give yourself time to just let the healing happen. No need to rush it, no need to push it, no need to throw it off, just be with it. And I say the same thing for your family members as well, you know, all of them. I'm sending all of you prayers of healing, of love, and we're praying for you all and anybody else dealing with a transition. We're praying for you, standing for you, holding you up.
He's a half church.
Let me shout. Preach!
I know, right? I appreciate all you, right. My brother, my friend. I'm going to get to your announcements now, okay?
Okay, all right, okay. Hold on, once we do the announcement, let's see. I think Nikki took it down. Hold on, one second, for those who did. Hold on. That's right.
Until I see it everywhere, what we gonna do? We're just gonna pray.
That's right.
Pray on it. Until I see peace everywhere.
Pray for those who are weak. And as we pray, those of us who are standing in love, standing in peace, standing in truth, we know that prayer is a shift in consciousness. So you get to hold a high watch. You get to affirm the truth. You get to be different. That's what true prayer is. All right. All right, Celeste.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the announcement? I don't know, brother. And we can do it later, or you can do it now. I'm
flexible. We're going to do it right now. Thank you. You know, it's such an organic show. That's why it's the best radio show. This is the best radio show because it happens organically, and everything that we're dealing with is entered into the pot. There's no need to front, and I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to let these beautiful people know about what else you have to offer the world, okay?
Okay. I'm going to take this song down because I know this song is like...
Take it down because it's hitting my heart chakra. I'm wide open.
I understand. We're holding you up. Go ahead and do your thing.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Doctor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our beautiful guest, Sharon Johnson, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 or Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is living your soul's intention. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, make sure you are here for an uplifting show about meditation with Bronwyn Morgan. She's the founder and resident teacher of Bliss in Me Meditation, where she facilitates a modern approach to meditation. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Sasera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And if you can't get enough of Life Coach Today, I'm not sure if he's actually going to be reappearing on Mbasa's show, but he's also
They just got to tune in to find out when I'll
be Life Coach Today. Thank you for that, because I wasn't sure I left it in. All right, my brother. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me, and I will be there this Sunday for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life journey at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you could also go to Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woo, the Metaphysical Doctor. I love that title. Thank you. Let me write that down because I'm putting that on my self-appointed or self-written self-typed certificate. thank you, Celeste. See you around 1.
All right. See you then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. How do I know? You are here. Because you're a part of the wonderful expression of what life is. Life is expressing through and at you in so many ways, and we want to support you to continue to live your soul's intention. We want to raise your vibration. We want to support you to relieve the disease in the body so your body can do what is designed, ordained to do. Do you understand how powerful your body is? Do you know your body's designed to heal itself? Do you know that it does? But when you're too busy, don't rest. Eat food every day to give you the IDs. You can't get up. You're like, I feel sleepy. You just ate. What's wrong with you? Your body's like, hey, I'm trying to help you, but you gotta help us out here. We're designed to heal you, but you slow the process down. And for some of us, it's a wake-up call, not a judgment, just an observation. But there's a better way to eat. And it's actually, you know, this whole thing about raw food, it's not really, when you think about it, and let me think about clearing my throat. Let me clear my throat. You know, and Sharon's going to break it all down. It's just really, really simple. It's really about a shift in how we think. So anyway, it's time to bring on my guest, my friend, myself, and she's a old new friend. We're just having a reunion. Actually, I met her once. That was our first reunion because we all know each other, you know? So we decide to do what we do in order that we may reconnect. We want to support you. This is the theme, is living your soul's intention. And it's about eating holistically. Well, that's you. You're eating holistically. What does that mean? I don't know. Just that's what I said. But okay, eating food with our lives. Taking care of your emotions. Taking care of your spiritual self. Your spiritual practice. And for goodness sake, for God's sake, forgive. Ain't that deep. I want to hear it's hard. No, it's not. Until it's hard for you to hold a hot rod, put a rod in an oven and leave it at 500 degrees. Hold on to it. If it's too hard to let it go, then come and tell me forgiveness is hard to let go. Because if you hold something hot, you drop it so quick. We'll deal with forgiveness later, maybe. Let me read a little bit about Sharon. We're getting ready to eat some energetical? Okay. Okay, I don't know. I'm just making up words today. I don't know what's going on. Energetic raw food. But I tell you, after you listen to Sharon, oh, Lord, she got some recipes. Okay, I'm not going to read that right now. Let me tell you a little bit about Sharon. Sharon Johnson is a certified health coach, raw foods educator. She decided to become a health coach to fulfill her passion of working with women to reach their health goals and happiness through raw living foods, juicing, and lifestyle. Sharon receives her training at Integrative Nutrition in New York City. She received her Living on Life Food Chef certifications through Alicia Cohen's Raw Teacher Program. You'll slow that down when you're reading it. She's certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners and has obtained continuing education units for Purchase College, State University of New York. Sharon leads workshops on nutrition and offer health and nutrition coaching to individuals and groups. So, if you've been looking in the mirror saying, I don't know what I'm going to do about my stomach, let me wear something loose. I'm going to wear a baggy jeans. Sharon is your woman. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my old new friend, Sharon Johnson. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I am good. I hope you had your life food today, because you, or else you'd be like, oh, I can't take this. It's too much for me.
I have. I'm excited and ready to go, and it's such an honor to be here and be able to speak to you today, Coach Ade.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's talk food. Let's talk raw foods. And but before we do that, I've got to ask you this first question. I read a little bit about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Sharon Johnson?
Oh, that's a great question. Who is Sharon Johnson? Well, basically, you know, I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. I've been in Atlanta for over 13, 14 years now. I love nutrition. I love learning about it. I love reading about as much information as possible. I love finding out the healing benefits about it. It just really excites me. Moving towards a raw foods diet has made me more connected with nature. I love being outside. I, you know, have run a half marathon, so running is a part of my background. I really enjoy exercising. A lot of aspects of me. I work full time at in a TV business, and I am a supervisor there. And I love, you know, having a chance to interact and manage teams, and just, you know, I love to teach and I love to learn. And that's a little bit about me.
So you're just a woman who likes to take life easy and just sit back on your laurels and not do much. So you do all these things of expressing your gifts, your who you really are. Yes, indeed. That's what it's about. We're here to express ourselves, and we can do it in so many ways. Now, today we want to talk about raw foods. And, you know, for me, as I think about it, I can't help but think, what is really the big deal? Why do we get so caught up in raw foods as if it's some kind of alien foods that we have to really get our brain surgery in order to get used to it? But most of the foods that you talk about is just food that we eat on a day-to-day basis anyway. And I want to go more in details, but before we talk about that, I really want to start with you. You know, your journey, how you got to where you are today, what was the catalyst for turning to of becoming a, I don't know if you call it raw foodist, I don't know. I'm just making up words today.
Absolutely. So basically, like I mentioned, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was very heavily into Southwestern food. Anything with cheese, I would eat. Cheese, love it. I would have either like tacos, nachos, quesadillas, grilled cheese sandwiches. I would just eat a lot of cheese and a lot of bread. And so as you can imagine, I really battled with weight all my life, and I struggled with it. And once I got to college, I started seeing that I had a family history of breast cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure. And I knew if I continued to be on that track that I was going to be of eating those poor choices of food, that I would be on the same history of that particular health. And at that time, I decided to start doing different weight loss programs. I did anything and everything under the sun, whether it was the Atkins or Weight Watchers or the grapefruit diet or the cabbage soup diet. I did it all. I dove straight in. For the most part, you know, honestly, a lot of those worked, but they always made me feel deprived, hungry, lethargic, tired, cranky, and then I would always at the end lose some weight, but then after a few months or maybe even a year, I would gain it back and then some. I got to the point where I was almost like near 200 pounds. I was like 196, I think, is my highest. And when I got to out of college and I started working, I met a friend, and she just mentioned, you know, she was interested in detoxing for life or fasting for life. I didn't know quite what that meant at the time, so I decided that I wanted to go and research that a little bit. And what I found was the raw foods diet. And then after I started looking at some of the healing benefits from it, along with people losing weight, it really, really piqued my interest. And at that point, I decided that I just wanted to try it out, see how I felt, because I tried so many diets before. I always gained weight, or I always didn't feel good, or just some kind of effect from it. And I tried it for 30 days. You know, it was me and just one friend at the time. by the time it was the end of the 30 days, there was five of us. We all enjoyed it. We all saw wonderful benefits from it. And, you know, since then, it's been a journey. I can't say that I've been 100% or even 75% raw since then, but I have managed to keep raw foods in my diet along the journey. Now I'm following a vegan lifestyle. I definitely eat 75 to 85% raw foods. If you're eating 75% raw foods, some people consider themselves as a raw foodist. And so that's been my journey now. I continue to teach people about it, and I'm just really excited about raw foods.
So you left weight and gained friends. That's a nice incentive.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've lost over 60 pounds. I've been able to keep it off. You know, my energy is better. My mental clarity is better. I mean, there's just so many different benefits from having raw foods in your diet that's just been incredible. I mean, people have told me that haven't seen me in over a year that I look younger than I did when they last saw me. And it's really amazing that given half a chance, our body will heal itself. And there's, you know, ailments that I was having, just, you know, like lower back pain or pain in my feet and things of that nature that I've been able to resolve just from the diet. So I just let myself be the experiment. I didn't just go by what I was reading and hearing and, you know, all the, you know, all that information out there. I was like, let me see how my body feels, how it resonates for me, and also listen to what everybody else is saying and just knowing that, you know, it is happening, it is here.
Right. So let me ask you this. What are some of the common misconceptions about raw foods?
Some of the misconceptions are that, okay, so you're saying you just eat celery, carrots, and apples? It's a variety of foods. I'm like, no, I don't just eat salads every day. And so that's the main thing people always want to give me. Here's salad, which that is a bulk of what I have. But there's so much variety. A lot of people think that they're going to be really just stuck to what they used to, and they have to start to really kind of open up their mind and seeing different things. Because with it, you can have, you know, different sprouts, and, I mean, there's hundreds of varieties of fruits and vegetables out there. You could have sprouted nuts and seeds, and, you know, there's different kinds of fermented foods. There's a lot that are coming on the market now with your kefirs, your kombuchas, and your other fermented teas. There's sea vegetables. You can have sprouted grains. And then just making these dishes, you can make them as simple as you want. You know, sometimes I'll make a smoothie that's simply just three bananas. I put it in the blender, and that's it. That's my smoothie. Or I go and I can make elaborate gourmet dishes. I can make raw enchiladas, raw pizza. I can make spaghetti. I can make tacos. And all of it is mouth-watering, and it's good for you. I made hummus the other day, and it's really out of zucchini. So I could sit down and eat the whole bowl, where if it was just traditional hummus, I would have been stuck to maybe two tablespoons or something. So it's just unlimited when you're eating main, you know, raw, fresh fruits and living foods.
Right. You know, I want to talk about some of the recipe later, but you said something that I know when I first heard it, I'm like, what? And you said it now, so I'm just going to deal with this particular part. You said you can eat raw pizza. The thought of that, for me, I mean, my mind just closes down. Raw pizza, what you mean? Can you explain that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's like one of my popular dishes that I love to make. But basically, you make a sprouted grain crust. And so with the thing for raw foods, as long as food is prepared under 105 to 116 degrees, and that allows the enzymes to stay intact, which is the life force, the digestive enzymes for the food, then it's considered live. So you can make a crust inside a dehydrator. And so I'll do that. And I still make my own fresh pizza sauce. I'll make cheese out of different types of nuts and seeds. And then you put whatever kind of veggies you want. You know, my favorite is red onions, tomatoes, olives, and basil. And it's absolutely delicious. And you can leave it inside the dehydrator until you're ready to eat it. And that way it's not cold, like it's just come out of the refrigerator. And it's that's more of a gourmet food. So you have it, you know, as a treat like you would have any gourmet food, like probably once a week or so. But it's absolutely delicious. And there's so many different variations like that.
So you said as long as the food is cooked under 105, 106, is considered is still considered raw food?
Under 116, well, the degree kind of varies. It depends, because depending on how close it is to actual heat, and, you know, is it in the middle of the dehydrator, but people say between 105 and 116 degrees. You do it over that, that's when the enzymes start to die, and that's also when you start losing vitamins and minerals. Generally, when you're cooking your food on the stove or in the microwave, you're losing between 30 to 70% of the vitamins and minerals. That's a lot. And that's one of the reasons why we continue to crave food, because our body's like, oh, I didn't get enough vitamin K. I didn't get enough vitamin C. So you keep eating, trying to fulfill the needs and requirements of your body. But the more fresh and living foods that you eat, your body's going to be like, yeah, got it. I'm getting what I need. I'm satisfied. I don't need to feel heavy and full to feel satisfied. And that's one of the...
So let's talk about dieting, because that's very common. You know, a lot of females talk about their weight going up and down. You can say, because I'm a man, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I think part of it is a mindset that makes a lot of money and is instilled in people's mind, and people embrace it, and then it becomes a reality. I'm not saying there are people who are not dealing with health issues or weight issues, especially now. I mean, there's so many programs, and I mean, I've seen people that weigh over 400, over 300. Like, oh my God, how do you even move? I don't even understand it. I can't even wrap my mind around it. Now, you were talking about how raw food was helping you diet. Can you talk about how, you know, maybe some recipes of things people can do, particularly people who love their meat, who love their chicken, their fish, and they like their food hot? Could you have something called transitional recipes. Can you share with our listeners the kind of things that they could do to support them in losing weight and maybe hopefully get off the yo-yo diet?
Absolutely. So basically, let me talk a little bit about weight and why people are kind of holding on to weight. Some of the reasons for weight is really our poor digestion system and just some of the food choices that we're making, the environment that we're living in, and having some of these addictive foods. And one of the things that happens is when our body naturally detoxes on a regular basis, it's naturally trying to get rid of toxins. However, what happens is because of these choices that we're making and just because of the environment, we are putting in more toxins than our body can naturally release. And what happens is that affects our digestive system and how we really eliminate foods. And what happens with the raw food diet, especially when you're eating quick exit foods, as Natalia Rose likes to put it, is you're getting fresh fruit and vegetables and nuts that are ready to digest in your system. You're properly combining them, and then they're eliminating out of your system quickly. So they're not sitting in your system for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours to get through. And that's one of the most important things. And as you're cleaning out your body's starting to wake up, your metabolism is going to be higher, your energy is going to be higher, and you're just going to start losing weight. Even if you have the most unhealthy raw food diet, you're still going to lose weight. The easiest thing that I tell people is you don't
necessarily have an unhealthy raw food diet.
Yeah, if you eat a lot of nuts or a lot of avocado or coconut, you know, you want to still have a balanced diet. Just like any diet, you still want to have a balanced diet. Or eating the raw pizza every day, or the fruit smoothies, things of that nature.
That's a good one. It's like, can you imagine leaving one addiction and moving to another? Addicted to raw food. Pizza. Ooh, I love raw pizza. Okay, go ahead.
Because you will find people that'll try to go to a raw food diet, but they don't really find the balance that's right for their body, so they might be doing too many fruits, or they might be doing too many nuts, or they might be doing just too many leafy green veggies. You still need a balance, so that way you're getting all the vitamins and minerals and fat that you need. But I always like to let my clients know to just start where they are. If you've been eating a standard American diet, you honestly don't want to jump 100% into a raw food diet, because you'll detox too quickly, you'll wake up too many toxins, and your body, you'll really feel the effects from it. You can get hives, you can get boils, you can get all this because your body's trying to release all these toxins at once, but they're not eliminating fast enough. So just starting where you are, so adding, you know, a piece of fruit, you know, on an empty stomach in the morning. You know, just starting there if you don't generally do that. If you're already at that point, do, you know, throughout the day, but not, you know, in between meals, not during your meals. You know, do three fruits a day. Let's look at our plates. Our plate, does our plates have any raw foods on it? Okay, maybe not. Or, I mean, if it, even if it's vegetables, is a quarter of our plate vegetable where the rest is grains and meat? Let's start changing some of that. Let's start moving where half of our plate is vegetable. You know, start with what is cooked if that's more comfortable for you. And then, you know, start adding some of those raw veggies to your plate. And that's the important thing is start where you are because it can get very overwhelming very quickly. Just start with simple dishes. You know, people are, you know, replacing their breakfast right now with smoothies. You're hearing a lot of people talking about smoothies and juicing these days. That's very effective for me. My first thing in the morning is always a smoothie. It is much easier for me to get 4 cups of spinach or kale or chard and drink it in the smoothie than sit down and eat it. It's an easy way to get your veggies in. It's so super simple. And it takes, you know, literally minutes, and it's delicious, you know, if you know how to properly combine it with, you know, a couple of fruits and, you know, a couple of superfoods if you want to use those. But just starting very, very, very simple. My favorite smoothie, which I consider to be a transition smoothie for people that are new to smoothies, is just apple juice, spinach, and bananas, one banana, and that's it. Just, and blend it together, and that is, like, just very basic, very easy. You don't need a lot of ingredients. And what you'll happen, you'll see that will happen after time goes on is as you're starting to have more smoothies, you know, on a regular basis, your body and your taste will begin to change. You won't need as much fruit. So then, like, for me now, I don't want to use just only apple juice. I'll add water to cut that sweetness out because I can't really tolerate that much sweetness anymore. My body doesn't need it like it used to. That's a really easy recipe. I talked about the bananas earlier. Just taking bananas, and bananas are so flexible. You can do so many things with it. But just putting, you know, a few inside a blender and just blending that, that's a smoothie. Or if you take the peel off and put them in the freezer, take them out, put them in the food processor, you have banana ice cream. It's that simple. It could be that simple to eat healthy and have something just really that will feed your sweet tooth and it's really flexible and delicious.
You know, I'm looking at some of your recipe and listening to you talk, and I think sometimes what happens, there are people who, I mean, just like anything else, not just raw food, humans, we have a way of, like, you know, we can go extreme. And you talk about making a smoothie that's just apple juice, spinach, and bananas. But then sometimes for those who are sort of new in that way of eating, you know, it can be overwhelming when they say, well, you know, you can't just use any kind of apple juice. You got to make sure it doesn't have this. It doesn't have that. You got to make sure your banana is organic. And I think people kind of get overwhelmed. And now I got to go to school to learn how to eat. I don't have time for that. I just want to eat healthy. But when I look at your recipe and the things you're talking about, it's like really taking a simple approach. And you also, your approach is more of a holistic approach because you're not just, as a coach, you don't just support people with the food. You help them with a holistic, looking at their spiritual life, their emotions, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Wanted to mention what you were saying before. Yes, keeping it simple. I try to do most of my recipes with 5 ingredients or less, and that doesn't include, like, your herbs and your lemon juice. And that helps not only with your digestion, but none of us have time to be in the kitchen for hours and hours and hours. We don't want that. So I just want to make it easy for people. Just make it simple, you know. It's a holistic thing. So I always like to, for me, I even, like I said earlier, I use myself as the biggest experiment. When I was, you know, gaining weight or on that teeter-totter weight, what was keeping that weight on me? Was it out of boredom? Was I, you know, not fostering healthy relationships? Was it the job that I was at? What was causing it? Because usually when we're eating, it's connected to something. It might be connected to entertainment. It might be connected to when we're sad or when we're angry. So you can decide to do a diet plan, but the best thing is usually to look at setting your intentions and finding out some of your habits and why your habits are the way they are. Once I found something that I was extremely passionate about, which just happened to be nutrition, I started putting down the cookies, and I no longer needed some of the processed food, and it was just easier to make healthier choices because my mind and my soul was, you know, getting what it was needing. And just really sitting down and seeing what those triggers are, and once you're aware of those, figure out some alternatives. Okay, well, I had a bad day. I'm not going to have the Häagen-Dazs ice cream. What can I do? Can I go outside and just do a one-minute vacation? I'm going to be, you know, in a tropical island. You know, I have my drink in my hand. I can hear the water breeze going by. You know, what can you do to decompress? Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling a friend. Maybe it's meditating for 5 to 10 minutes. Maybe you don't have time for that. Maybe you can only just do, you know, two deep breathing exercises really quick. But just what can you do to find other alternatives to what you're eating and overeating and things of that nature? What can you do that doesn't even involve food? A lot of it just is health in general. For me, in my opinion, you could eat a 100% healthy diet that's perfect for your body. However, if you're stressed out, if you're running yourself crazy, if you're not taking time and care of yourself, if you're not exercising, if you're not taking time to breathe, that could foster some of the same issues. You know, anger affects our liver. Worrying affects our stomach. All these things are hand in hand. So if you're just taking time and taking care of yourself, and you'll eat better, and it is vice versa, too. They both work hand in hand. You have to get those things in. And drinking plenty of water. Water is the only one that's outside of kind of the physical activity, being connected and eating, you know, healthy. But it's a whole system that we have to put in play. It's really difficult for people to just exercise and be in the gym, but not having, if they don't have the grounded piece to it, the connection piece to it, if they're not taking care of their stress levels, they could still have issues. And we see it all the time with athletes. They're very, very healthy, but then they get sick, and we wonder why. Are they truly taking care of themselves and relaxing in the evenings or giving themselves, you know, 5 minutes to take a break? Is very, very important.
With your program, how important is forgiveness as part of a dieting program?
Forgiveness is very important. And also earlier just mentioning judging, like, you know, trying not to judge yourself and other people. A lot of people judge themselves especially when they're trying to diet. Like, I tried to become vegan, but I failed at it. Or I tried to, you know, eat vegetables and fruit for a week, and they get upset with themselves. And then they end up starting vicious circle over again. But being very forgiving of yourself, being forgiving of some of the foods that may have been given to you when you were growing up, or being forgiving of some of the advertisement, and just letting some of that stuff go and just starting every day anew. Just enjoying where you are, staying in the now, loving who you are, and every day is a new step. If you didn't do it the way that you felt you wanted to do it yesterday, that's okay. You know, thank yourself for trying. Appreciate yourself. Today's a new day. Today we're going to try again. Loving you for where you are right now is very, very, very key. And that's the main thing I always try to tell people. And even if you have that plate of chips in front of you right now and you're going to eat it, bless it. Don't get upset with yourself. Don't say, I'm sitting here and this is exactly what I said I wasn't going to do. Enjoy it. Just like I said earlier, when you're stressed out and you're upset, that's causing more issues, more toxins in our body. That causes our body to be acidic. And acidic is what causes inflammation, toxicity, and common ailments in our body. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy life.
You know, that is such an important point. So I always tell people, if you're going to eat something, or if you're doing something and you're judging yourself for what you're eating or doing, then, you know, you really, you just really, you mess your own self up. If you're going to do it,
bless it, give thanks for it, and keep it moving. I mean, what? It's amazing how we wire ourselves, we program our minds. We do something that we say we don't want to do anymore. When we're doing it, we're like, I know I should be doing this. Why are you doing it? Clearly you don't. And I like the approach of just saying, listen, if you're doing it, just have at it. Go crazy. There's always a consequence for every action. I believe that every choice has its own responsibility. And it's about the intention. It's about what you want as your goal, as your end result. And before we take a break, actually, I'm going to ask you that question on the other end. We're going to take a break. And I think, yeah, we'll take a, let's see. Okay. Before we take a break, let's do this. I'm getting a message. A message, that is. Okay, let's see. Okay, cool. Let's go to Mary calling from Houston. Hello, Mary. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm Mary. How are you?
Very well. So, what you got to say?
Well, what I have to say, I'm excited. Sharon Johnson is my first cousin, and I was trying to find out. She mentioned a smoothie, a juice with apple juice and spinach and one banana. I just wanted to know how much apple juice and how much spinach. I have a 9-year-old granddaughter is juicing with me now, so I was just wondering, what does she recommend I do for Hanaya, that's 9-year-old.
Good question. How much juice? Go ahead, Chad.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. I would say to start out for 2 servings, I would do like 8 ounces of apple juice, 1 banana, and about 4 cups of spinach if you can handle it. If you want to start less with 2 cups, that is fine, or 2 handfuls, rather. The goal is just using that as a transition, remembering that that is probably about, if you split it in half, that's 2 servings of your fruit for the entire day. As you decide to start transitioning a little bit more, then what you want to cut back on a little bit is the apple juice and adding more water. But that's really, it's really simple. So just get 4 handfuls of spinach, 1 banana, and 8 ounces of apple juice.
Thank you.
No problem. That's a base for all my smoothies. Once you start graduating a little bit, or if you just have things in your refrigerator, you know, you could add mangoes to it very easily. You could add pineapple very easily to the smoothie. You could add kiwi very easily. You could add more fresh apples to it. But it's very, very, very flexible. But that's generally the base of my smoothie, so that I start people on. And then they could just have fun and play from there.
Mm.
Thank you. Well, we're excited about it and, you know, just excited listening to you. So thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Isn't that awesome, Sharon, family members calling? They're supportive of the work that you do. That's just such a, gives me the warm and fuzzy. Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. Well, we're going to take a break and then come back to Celestial Moment. After Celestial Moment, I've got some questions. We're going to talk more about raw food. If you're just joining us, my guest is Sharon Johnson. She's a certified health coach, a raw food educator. Her website address is rawandawesome.com, rawandawesome.com. You can find out more about her. You can see the happy face, happy smile. You know, when you look at her, you can say, ooh, I want some of what she's having. And you won't be the same. She even has something for if you're craving chocolate. I know you like your chocolate. Okay, I'm not even going to touch that one. I'm going to leave it alone. Nah, I'm going to touch it. I'm big and bad enough to touch it. Y'all ladies know you love your chocolate. It's a nice substitute. Okay, that's where I'm going to stop. We are taking your calls. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show fan page or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page. You can post your questions in there. Or if you're on the
If you want to post in the chat room, we'll do our best to address your question. And even if you disagree, maybe you have something. Maybe you have something going on that you want to just whisper to Sharon. And you're like, you know, I don't want to say it too loud, but I want to hear your thoughts. Call 347-426-3346. Yeah, because they just been two of you talking. We won't listen. And make sure you press one on your keypad. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. Be the change you want to see. So when you be in front of the mirror and you be want to be different, be that change. If you look at the magazine, well, actually, no, I'm not going to encourage you to do that. You got to know what's good for you, because there's some pictures in those magazines. It's like, what is that? Piece of paper? Okay, stop it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Welcome, all of you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. Sweet Jean from D.C., it's nice to see you. Thank you for listening on the phone line. Thank you for tuning in. Silent listeners, this guy says, yes, love and happiness. Love and happiness makes you want to do what? Stop it. The guest in the house. You can't be acting like that. I get carried away sometimes. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I got to make sure I pull up her song, because if I don't, actually, she is a gentle spirit. She forgives me. I probably won't forgive me, though. But she told me to get over myself. Where's Celeste's song? Right here. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Celeste, how are you doing?
I want to talk to you, Life Coach, today. Hello, Sharon. Thank you so much for your powerful
Let me unmute Sharon. I didn't unmute her. Okay, she's there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I want her to hear. I want to hear her laughing when I get you. How as a man can you say you don't get it? That you don't get why women are tripping about their weight when half of the problems right now, I'm going there. Thank you, Sharon. I hear you laughing. Sharon. Hold my hand, Sharon, because half of the problem right now, Life Coach, I know it's your show. I know it's your show, but I have to tell you something. Now, if we could find the power to love ourselves as we are, that would be amazing, right? But half of the issues that we are dealing with the fact of having to battle that our bodies have not been our own in so long. Half of the time I'm wondering, sister, do you really want to wear that short skirt? And are you really starving yourself? What's his name? Or if you happen to be LGBT, what's her name? You know, I really think there's this dance that we do, particularly with the opposite sex, about what we think you guys think is hot. We're starving ourselves. So don't you tell me you don't get it.
I don't get it. I mean, there are some places where I don't even need to think. It's like, oh, yeah, I understand. There's some places I'm thinking, what? I mean, come on.
Be a big girl for 10 minutes, and then you tell me you don't understand. Boy, if you don't get out of here with that.
Yeah, but that's my point. So I've never had that experience. I can understand, but I've never had the experience, so I won't be arrogant enough to say it. So here's the thing. You sort of answered my question, you know, but here's the thing. You know, I know we've had conversations about relationships, friends with benefits, we've gone there. And some of the conversation is, well, half of the problem women go through is because of men. It's like, it's time for you to stand up for yourself then. I mean, I also say that I understand the society we live in. I understand it. But it is time for women to understand their power. I mean, come on now. You can see a group of brothers standing up, five or six of them standing just in deep in the conversation. And a woman walks by and brothers just freeze and turn their neck like, damn, that's the power. But unfortunately, some females don't understand the power that they just have in that body. So they're thinking, well, you know, if I do this, maybe I'll be more attracted. No, I'm saying walk and stand in your power. And brothers would have to be, you know, can you imagine brothers trying to lose weight because for a woman, get surgery for a woman?
I know, let me be fair. That's true.
But you know, I had to mess with you a little bit. But I will say you are affirming of all women, body shapes and sizes, and this is a show that we can go there. I'm really, you know, using you as a pinata for the other folks out there. I'm not talking about you, life coach.
Big cheer for my show. I'm back off. The chair is dead. I'm not joining that conversation. I'm a guest. I'm staying out of it.
Sharon's laughing. But Sharon is laughing because she knows what I'm talking about.
That's a good way to be.
Wait a minute, life coach. Okay, what, Sharon? What'd you say?
I said, I definitely hear you. I mean, relationships and our moods is a very, very strong thing. And it's time, like Coach Ade says, so that we need to stand back up and start learning, you know, how to stand back up. So, but I agree with you.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. And we're going to stand up. All right. This was a really spicy celestial moment beginning. I love it.
And I got to say this. For women, because usually, you know, that's some size zeros. That's just kind of like, what's the point? But anyway, but some people like the size zeros. If you're a sister,
I just want to love my body.
A dear friend of mine said the other day, a few days ago, we were talking. She said, when I walk, she said, it's like, dump. So if you're one of them sisters, and you have a man or a woman that don't like that, tell them to kiss your ba-dum, nice curvy butt and get the flip out of the house. That's lovely. But anyway, okay, let's start right here.
I love it. Okay, we're gonna get to celestial moment, but I just had to have that moment. I appreciate you for allowing me that platform. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, for real though, I'm just gonna say this prayer out loud. I just want to be at a state where I love my body no matter where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not waiting for somebody to affirm it.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
That I affirm it right where it is. And so I'll be doing some movies.
To all the sisters, right where your body is, embrace it. I go back
up.
I know Sharon's
beautiful. Body beautiful. All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Celestial moment.
Oh, I needed this show today. Thank you so much. All right. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 8. 8 is the number of infinity. It also represents the balance. 8 also shows up as the loving otter in the medicine card, which reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity when we tap into woman medicine. The letters connected to 8 are H, Q, and D. These are considered to be power letters, and the letter H in particular is considered to be a holy letter. So words like healer, healthy, and happy connect us to the magical energy found in the number 8. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on the star card in tarot. Its number is not 8, it's actually 17, but when you add 1 plus 7 you get 8, so here we go. The star card is astrologically associated to the sign of Aquarius, the water bearer. My favorite star card is in the Mother Peace tarot card. It features the Navajo changing woman, fully submerged in a pool of water as a hawk flies over her head with a sacred message. There's a soft rain that gently washes away the pain of the lightning strike of the tower. This represents self-nurturing and starts the process of restoration. Her chant is, "The world before me is restored in beauty. The world behind me is restored in beauty. The world below me is restored in beauty. The world above me is restored in beauty. All things around me are restored in beauty. My voice is restored in beauty. It is finished in beauty." Now, in the Rider-Waite tarot deck, you will find a nude blonde woman representing innocence and virginity with exactly 8 stars over her head. Nudity in tarot means
unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, we find our heroine with two pitchers. She places her foot into the pool and pours to refill it. She also has another foot on the earth as she pours water to feed the land. This is a dual approach of tending to material and spiritual needs at the same time. She is bending, and this physical position speaks of submission, not of one where she is being conquered. She submits to her role as a loving healer as she tends to both realms of earthly pursuits and the divine. The star card represents optimism, hope for the future, and love, while one figure reminds to restore yourself in the Mother Peace cards. The Rider-Waite asks us to restore the pool and the land. I recommend that we do both so that we may give from the overflow as we restore each other, mind, heart, body, and soul. All is well. And that's the story of eight. So to the Star Card of Tarot, I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, you just answered my question, or the question you were asking me.
Indeed.
But we're going to start nothing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for weaving all together, Spider Woman.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Sharon.
Let me unmute her again. Yep, she's thanking you. She's thanking you. All right. Yes, if you're just joining us, my guest is Sharon Johnson. We are talking all things raw, all things raw. Let your food be your medicine. Heal your body. I want to talk about detox. But before I talk about detox, and if you want to find out more, or not if, because you do want to find out more about Sharon Johnson, her website address is rawandawesome.com. Find out about what her service is and how she can work with you one-on-one to release some of the things you don't need to be carrying around. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But actually, you know what? I want to talk about vegan. Well, okay, let me go here first. So let's brought up something or had me think about this. What are your thoughts about on body image?
Ooh, that is the perfect question. Actually, You know, the name of my website and my business is Raw and Awesome. And the reason why I picked awesome is basically loving ourselves where we are, whether we're 400 pounds, whether we're 97 pounds and want to gain weight, wherever you are, just loving ourselves. Image has been a part of the media industry and just, you know, portrayed by friends and family for so long. So it's one of those things that, especially as women, it's hard to get around. But once you start really, really loving yourself where you are at that moment and not judging yourself and allowing yourself to be you, some of your choices will start to change. You'll start to build and foster healthier relationships. You'll want to go outside more and connect more. You'll have more energy. You know, it's self-image is very important, and it has a huge impact on our foods one way or another. You know, some people, like Celeste was saying earlier, will starve themselves, and then some people may eat overly eat. And a lot of it has to do with self-image and relationships that we're having and people that we're surrounding ourselves from. But, yeah, being awesome, we are awesome. And, you know, just kind of also mentioning what Celeste was talking about, surrounding ourselves, surrounding not only our lives and our words and thoughts around with beauty, but also surrounding our bodies with beauty. You know, just realizing I love this curve here, or I love this dimple here, and just being appreciative of it. It's telling you something. It's a, you know, mirror, you know, just – work with it, appreciate it, and, you know, continue to grow. We're all here to learn. We're all here on a journey. We are all here for a purpose. So just, you know, take it easy on yourself. Just, you know, start to really love yourself and appreciate yourself and finding out the qualities that you really, really love and just, you know, being appreciative of ourselves.
Let's take that a little bit deeper and further, and some people may not get this, particularly if they're from a different race. What about body image when it comes to African-American women? What are your thoughts on that?
That's interesting. Especially since being an African-American woman, I've lost weight, and along with losing weight, I've also lost some curves, which we're generally known for, and
it's really interesting to hear people and their thoughts and things of that nature. And I've actually heard people that have said that they didn't want to lose weight because they didn't want to lose their hair. I'm like, well, what about your health? What, you're pre-diabetic or you're, you know, have high blood pressure. Is the image really that important to you? You know, what are our values? What are our priorities with our life? And I understand it, and I know all of us want to enjoy ourselves and enjoy our lives, but what is the cost for it? You know, if it's going to hurt us in the long run, and just, but, I mean, being happy with where you are and just, you know, and honestly, as I've, you know, I've battled myself with my weight loss and with image especially, but as I started learning to love myself and everything, I've actually had, you know, with those thoughts, even in my own mind about, okay, I'm going to lose this. I already know I'm going to lose, you know, my curves and all that. But I love the way I feel right now. I'm energetic all the time. I'm more happy, happy with myself, happy with my life. And you generally attract what you're putting out. And because I'm so excited and I'm so happy, I'm getting that same effect returned back to me on a regular basis. I have people that are enjoying that with me. I have people that, you know, family and friends and people around me that are seeing that and they're understanding that and they're knowing, okay, this isn't a phase. This is a lifestyle that Sharon's doing and it's working very well for her. Let me get healthier. Let me get on right track. Maybe some of my priorities need to start changing. And they're coming in and asking me about flaxseed or kale or quinoa and some of these different things. So it just excites me that as you start changing, you know, other people start thinking about their image a little bit differently and to start thinking about themselves versus how other people are seeing them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you were talking, I've never thought of this before. We talk about they want to lose curves, and this is not an area that – well, actually, I'm an expert with curves in a different kind of way. But I think there's what could be considered the unhealthy curve and the healthy curve. Because if, you know, for a woman who doesn't like to look at herself in a mirror, doesn't have a mirror, don't look at a mirror, don't even look at her face, just look it straight into the makeup, I mean, then therein lies that real issue. But I think as African-American woman, I mean, it's just part of the makeup. It's part of your DNA. The curve is going to be there. But it's about healthy. It's about health. It's about self-love. And if you're holding on to what I would consider unhealthy curve, then at what cost? At what cost? And it, for those who are even saying, well, I don't want to lose my curve, what does that mean? What are you attached to? What is that? What's really behind that? And I think it's really being able to ask deeper questions. You talked about loving one's body right where someone is, and I really believe that the more we love ourselves, our body, where we are, our experience, the better our lives become. And if you love your body enough, your body will tell you what to eat. Your body will tell you, no, we don't want that. And it's an awareness. It's a spiritual awareness. People must need to slow down and become aware to what they're putting in their body and understanding that we're here to live a holistic life. Now, I want to ask you this. Is there a difference between vegan diet and raw food diet, or is it the same thing?
There is a difference. However, it can be one and the same. A vegan diet is plant-based, and you do have cooked foods. So you'll have people that are not eating the dairy or not eating the eggs and along with the fish and the meat and so forth. However, you have people that aren't, that can be, you know, it can be an extremely healthy plant-based vegan diet. I know people that thrive on it. I know people that are athletes and, you know, that do very well on it. But then you also have the people that are the starchitarians, like I like to call them, the ones that eat a lot of potatoes, a lot of chips, a lot of rice. And it's not everyone. It's not a lot of them. You know, just like a standard American diet, some people have a clean standard American diet, some not. But the difference with the raw and the vegan is just the raw, you're not having the cooked foods. Everything's either going to be fresh right out of the garden or the refrigerator, or it's going to be in the dehydrator, or you know, only processing that's going to be done is in the blender or a food processor.
Okay.
That's the biggest difference.
I
know some vegans that have a high, you know, raw food diet, they might only eat 50% raw. But really, that's the main difference is it's just the cooked food.
I want to talk about detox, but before we do that, let's talk about blenders. Because, you know, it's like, now, no, you don't need that blender because that doesn't squeeze out all the juice. You don't do that because there's so much out there now because raw food, alternative way of eating is such a big business now. They're so, it can get overwhelming. What kind of advice would you give people who are, you know, when you talked about smoothie earlier, to say, you know, I can do the smoothie thing in the morning. But what kind of blender mixer would you suggest? Well, not brand name, but what should people look for? But if you have brand name too, that's cool. I'm not tripping.
Awesome. Well, basically, you know, I like to tell people start where they are and where they're comfortable with. If they're not going to be doing smoothies every day, don't go out and spend a lot of money. Get a cheap blender. You know, see if you like the whole idea of having a smoothie every morning. You want to look at the cost. You want to look at how fast the blade is. You want to find out how quiet it is. Some blenders are extremely loud. You want to look at some of the things of that nature. But as you start using it more often, then you may want to upgrade. I decided very early on that I knew I was going to be using my blender every day for juices, smoothies, foods, and so forth, soups, salsas, and I decided to get a high-end blender. And mine is very efficient. It blends anything and everything. I accidentally put a pit of a date in there yesterday, and it chopped it up with no problem. You know, it didn't burn out or anything. I've had it for over 6 or 7 years. That was the other thing. When I had another blender, and a lot of other people can probably relate to this, but blenders can burn out on you. So if you have the cheaper ones, they can burn out more often. But if you're just getting your feet wet and trying to figure out if it's something that you want to do, start where you are. Don't go out and spend a lot of money. You know, start, and then as you start making commitment to yourself and to your life, then start upgrading some of those different utensils and appliances that you have in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And the same thing with juicing. A lot of people have I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say a lot of people ask me the same thing about a juicer. The same rules apply. Start with a cheap one. And honestly, when I first started juicing, I did a 14-day juice fast. I didn't even have a juicer. What I did was I took my high-speed blender, I took a Sprout bag, and I just strained the juice out, you know, pulp from the juice. And that worked really well for me since I had a very good high-speed blender. But after I started juicing, you know, there's low-grade juicers, there's mid-range, and there's high-end. And I decided that I wanted to get a higher quality. I've done a 60-day juice fast, and I knew that I was going to need something that was really going to give me all the vitamins and minerals that I needed, and it did really well for me. So just starting where you are.
That's the key, starting where you are. God meets us right where we are. So wherever you are, it's wherever you are. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it difficult. Start where you are. You have a choice. Let's talk about detoxing because that's big, big too, especially if you've been, you know, eating foods that haven't really been supporting your body to heal itself. And when we become more conscious about our bodies, about our health, our spiritual self, we want to transition to raw food or be a vegan or whatever. Or in my case, I'm a meat-eating vegetarian. You know, I'm a vegetarian, but I can eat meat. I'll put no limitation on myself. So if I want chicken, I'll have it. Every now and then I have beef, but not like I have to go get it if it's served. But detoxing is very important. Talk to us about detoxing.
Absolutely. So some of the benefits of detoxing, I mentioned a few earlier, but I just want to bullet it out a few. Basically, when you're detoxing, because you're removing toxins out of your body, you're going to have increased energy, you're going to improve your digestion, your mental clarity is going to go up, your skin is going to clear up, you're definitely going to lose weight. There's generally a heightened spiritual awareness. You tend to feel more grounded and connected, and you're getting 100% of the nutrients that the earth provided from that particular fruit or vegetable or raw foods or however you decide to detox. There's several different types of detox pools or systems out there. One, we naturally detox regularly. Some people fast on water. Some people use juicing, smoothies, or different cleanses like the Master Cleanse. And there's even tools and resources out there that we can use to help with cleansing. There's dry skin brushing, oil pulling, tongue scraping, contrast showers, even deep breathing. Our biggest organs are our lungs and our skin. You know, you're constantly breathing out, removing toxins from your body. Dry skin brushing, like I mentioned earlier, you know, removing some of those dead skin cells from our skin and helping our body to circulate and get our blood flowing. A lot of these things help detox. And when your body's more toxic, that's when you're starting to get inflammation, and that's when you're starting to get your common colds and everything. Your body's trying to release these things. I've been, you know, following a healthier lifestyle for a very long time now. When everyone at work is right in my face and they have colds and allergies, I don't have these things. I've been following a cleaner lifestyle. I, you know, enjoy what I eat. I love what I eat. You know, later I'm going to talk about a couple of my favorite recipes. But it's just really being kind of aware of what those things are around you, and especially the benefits. I know people that have reversed diabetes, who've reversed Graves' disease, who've reversed MS, irritable bowel syndrome. People are doing a lot of things by detoxing. You know, they may call it different things, but really your body's detoxing, and that's how they're doing it. There's a lot of terminology out there, but the inflammation, overgrowth of yeast, all of that is, you know, caused by a lot of the same things. And when you're adding more of those fresh fruits and vegetables to your body, you're giving your body half a chance to heal itself. And that's why detoxing and cleansing is so important. Some people do it once every day. They might do a fast. Some people might do it quarterly. I try to do it with the change of the season. I'll do a three-day juice fast. But it's very, very important to do some kind of cleanse and allowing your body that space and time to heal itself.
I was going to ask you, but I guess we couldn't do that because you have different recipes. You even have summer recipes, a picture, that strawberry boy made my mouth water when I was looking at it again this morning. It's like, oh, some strawberries. But you have different things, smoothies. Can you share some of your recipes that people can use, especially regarding detoxing and anything else you want to share?
Absolutely. So I'm going to do my favorite one first, since we're talking about loving ourselves, loving our bodies, and feeling awesome. One of the things that usually makes people feel awesome is chocolate. So I have a great book that's on my webpage, rawandawesome.com, that I give to anyone who subscribes to be in my newsletter. But there's one particular recipe that's really easy and really simple. It's called Raw Dark Chocolate Sauce, and it is in this ebook. And basically all it is 4 heaped tablespoons of cacao powder. You want raw cacao. It, you know, start where you are. So if you want to just use regular unsweetened cocoa, that's fine. But for it to be raw, you want the 4 heaped tablespoons of raw cacao powder, 3 tablespoons of agave nectar, and 1 teaspoon of coconut oil. And you just mix it together, and that's it. It is wonderful on banana ice cream. It's wonderful if you put almonds in it or coconut in it, or you could put a little bit of mint in it. You could put it in the freezer, and it's like your own turtle almost. But it's really, really good, and it's really tasty. I even make this recipe without coconut oil, so if you want to just use the cacao powder and agave nectar, that's fine. Some other add-ins that I may put in sometimes is either sea salt or vanilla. But so that's just basically the base, the chocolate and the agave nectar. It's super simple, and it tastes good on everything. Sometimes if I'm just wanting that chocolate, you know, just taste, I'll just take some by itself. You know, you don't want to overdo it. It is chocolate is one of the highest foods with highest antioxidants, but it also is a stimulant. It still has caffeine. So, you know, some people still don't have strong digestive system, so they can't eat large quantities of it. But you can still have it, especially since it's raw. And small amounts.
Well, tell us about the Give It To Me Raw Detoxing Smoothie.
Okay, yeah, that's one of my favorites. So all of these smoothies are really easy and kind of simple to make, and you just need a blender. And that particular one is just basically a banana, and you can use hemp milk or rice milk. So what I do is, you know, earlier we were talking about starting where people are. So if you want to go to the store and buy hemp milk or rice milk already prepared, that's fine. What I do is I make my own. So I'll take my hemp seeds, and I'll put water, and I'll just blend it inside a blender. And that's really all it is to it. So it's one banana, one cup of hemp milk, one tablespoon with ground flaxseed, one handful of spinach or kale, one cup of your frozen berries of choice, as you usually do mixed berries, a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, a splash of vanilla extract. Make sure you're looking for alcohol-free, and if you want, you can put some ice in it. But that is a really good one. It has your kale in there, so you're going to be getting a lot of your calcium. It has your hemp seeds in it, which is a lot of your protein. The banana is going to be your potassium, and it's also going to help you to feel good and grounded. Your flaxseed has your omegas in it. Your berries have the antioxidants in it. Cinnamon's really good for keeping your blood sugar in line. So every single one of these ingredients has your health in mind. And that's what I try to do with all these recipes, is how is it going to help me on all my levels? A lot of people are concerned about calcium or protein. You get that through different seeds and nuts and sprouts. How do I get my calcium? Through your dark green leafy vegetables. And that's what I love about these smoothies. You're going to get what you need. You don't have to count calories anymore. You don't have to count carbs. You don't have to count this. You don't have to reduce the carbs. I mean, because these are fresh living foods, it's going to go into your system. Your system's going to digest it well. It's going to exit quickly, and you're not going to hold on to the weight. And you're going to have stuff that's really, really delicious, but it's not, you know, gaining the pounds on you.
Let me ask you this, because the Give It To Me Raw smoothie, as you said, is hemp milk or rice milk. Now, there's some people who use the 2% fat-free whole or whatever, and they struggle to move over to soy milk or even almond milk. I've had people say, almond milk, yuck. Why would you want to do that? So other than rice milk or hemp milk, because people may be struggling to get beyond the idea of rice milk, can they use things like soy milk or almond milk or just the regular milk that they've been using? What are your thoughts on that?
So, yes, if you're making a smoothie just for a regular smoothie, you can use almond milk. The reason why I chose not to do any almonds from detox is because detox, you're doing more of a deeper cleanse, and so there are no nuts in this detox program. It's also allergy-free. There's no soy. So if you're doing it just for yourself and you're just kind of starting where you are, you know, limited quantities of soy, that's a whole other topic. You know, you could have that. But if you're trying to really cleanse your body and detox, I would really suggest doing your hemp seed milk or a coconut milk or coconut water even. You could use coconut water as well. I love coconut water.
And you work with people one-on-one, right? And you know, you work with group, but do you work with people one-on-one?
I do. I have a health coaching practice where I sit down and I help people learn about eating. One of the things that I make sure that I do, and, you know, we've been calling this a raw food diet, but really it's a lifestyle. So my whole thing is we're not going to be sitting down and planning a diet. We're going to be sitting down and planning a change for your life. We want to set you up, gradually change things. We don't jump into anything. Gradually changing things, maybe doing one or two at the most changes at a time or additions at a time to your current lifestyle and go from there. But I make it super simple that way people don't feel overwhelmed. It might be something simple as just like, all right, here's, you know, the importance of leafy green vegetables. I want you to try one. We'll go through the benefits of it. We'll go through what they should expect, different ways to prepare it, because I know not everybody is interested in being a raw foodist, but, you know, different ways to prepare it. And how can I integrate this into my life just one step at a time without having to completely jump in and, you know, change my entire life. And that's not very good for your body anyway. If you're not already eating extremely healthy, jumping into a diet releases a lot of toxins to your body, and it could be more harmful than it's worth. So just taking those gradual steps. But, yep, absolutely. My specialty with meeting with people is really juicing, but I do the food consultations as well.
Well, we've covered quite a bit. And so for anyone who's interested or already eating raw food, if you want to find out more information about Sharon or Raw Foods, you can go to rawandawesome.com. Her information's on there, and she's
Sharon, I got to say this. I've looked at your website, the information you sent her. I said, I need someone like Sharon in my camp because you know how to promote and promote your stuff and put it out there. I mean, you I like the way you have it packaged. There's something about your skill, and then see if I can clone that. Maybe I got it now just by talking to you. But you know how to put it out there, and all the information is there. Make it easy. So, yes, and your website is nice and clean. It's not confusing. So thank you for all you do. I had one of some of the foods at the conference where I first met you, and, oh, my God, it was really good. So I can definitely vouch for you. Before we release you, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners? Maybe something that you're feeling, something that's bubbling up for you? Maybe if you have an event coming up that you want to share with our listeners.
Absolutely. I would just love to say, you know, thank you very, very much for allowing me to be on your show today. I'm extremely honored. And I, you know, all these principles that I've been mentioning, I truly believe in, and it's the lifestyle that I walk. And I would love to allow or help people to transition wherever they are. So, you know, people feel free to reach out to me. I'm Sharon at RonAwesome.com. I'm doing end of the year detox program. It's going to be a 7-day program, but it's 15 days total if you include a pre-detox and a post-detox. It's going to kick off on September 1st, you know, and today I'm just launching the program. It's a new release. I wanted to release it for you and for your listeners. I'm doing on sale. It's worth over $300 of material and coaching sessions and a private forum that's, you know, with me, and I'm offering it today for $45. And I want to give people enough time to get in there, so it'll be up until Friday at that particular price, and then I'm going to raise the price to $69. But you get absolutely everything. You get a meal plan. Literally, you can go to the grocery store once, and you'll have enough food for the entire 7 days. So I make it extremely simple and easy for people. There's a complete meal plan, so you know what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner. There's over 89 recipes, so if you are allergic to cauliflower, then you could switch out that recipe very easily. And I understand that it's not one size fits all. Everyone's not at the same level. So there's three levels that you could start from. If you're coming from a standard American diet, then there's, you know, some clean meats and things that I recommend. But if you're already eating fruits and vegetables and things of that nature, then you're at level two. So yours is completely vegan. Or if you been there, done that, I can write a book about it, then there's the level three, and you can do all raw food. So I think it, wherever you are, it will be the plan for you, and you will see results. But I would like to definitely offer that to the listeners, and once again, I definitely appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you. Thank you for all the information. Celeste has something for you. Hey, Celeste. Oh, hold on. Let's try that again. Celeste,
Sharon,
you're live.
That is such a generous offer. And Sharon, seriously, I hate going to the grocery store. So if you can tell me what I need to do, what I need to buy, I commit. Family, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to talk about it. Sharon, we got a date. I am going to do this. I will purchase this. I was like, what? You'll tell me everything I need to buy, and you'll give me counts? Sharon, count me in. I'm in, baby. I'm in. I'm so serious.
Awesome.
I just need somebody to tell me what to do in a grocery store. I hate going grocery shopping. But if you give me the meal plans and tell me everything I need to do, I can do it. I need to take orders, honey. Can you please take over my life in this area?
Absolutely.
When do we start, Sharon? When do we start, honey? When does it really start? September 1st?
September 1st, I started opening up my private forum so people can start introducing themselves. But, you know, one thing that I've learned, that peer accountability is always key. Research shows that people are more likely to succeed when they have accountability. So I'm setting up a private forum. I'll have quotes and tips and pictures, like, every single day. And I'm really here to support you the entire time.
I'm not frightened. Mm-hmm. You don't know. When you said that I have a meal plan and I'll tell you everything you need to, I'm like, what? You have no idea. I walk into the grocery store, Sharon, and I just look around and I end up in the process section because I just get confused. So God bless you, baby. I will be in touch in Life Coach a Day. I'm your guinea pig. I'm going to let you know through my body and my experience what's going down, okay?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to hold you accountable. You put it out. Now,
oh,
I already recorded it.
You can handle my spiritual needs since you're my unofficial life coach. And Sharon going to handle my body. Okay, I'm done.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely going to pass that along to you, Celeste, and Coach Day. Just complimentary for having me on the show. And as
thank you.
What? I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to, whoever's the first viewer or listener to write me at SharonAndAwesome.com through my, or actually just go to my webpage and go to the contact page, and the first person, I'll give them a complimentary entry as well.
What?
There you have
Karen. Thank
you. There you go.
Mama needed to lift me up. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, honey.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, talk about when you come back. Talk about how hot I am and how energized I am. I'm hot now. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm hot now. I'm raw and awesome now. I'm just getting better.
I don't touch my cup, so I believe it or not, I'm going to get in trouble. Sharon, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Shopping for me. I know what I want before I leave, and I want to get out, and it's good for me to know what I want. So, yes, I'm definitely going to be contacting you. Appreciate you. Thank you for the work you're doing and keeping humanity healthy.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate being here, and I love being here.
Aww.
Love
you'll
you.
Be back, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Celeste is detoxing as we speak.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of minutes. We've got to answer a question real quick. We've got a question.
Oh,
so let's just
give
the question
today.
Real quick. Yeah,
Renee
so that's
needs
the question.
You, and I'm not even going to play around with this. I'm not going to play around with this. Okay, this is from Renee. Dear Life Coach today, let me calm down. Nice to get again. Okay, dear Life Coach today, my man hangs out with his friends more than he spends time with me. I plan date nights and try to get quality alone time, but something generally comes up. I'm starting to feel like a booty call more than a girlfriend. When I talk to him about it, he says I'm nagging. I'm thinking it's time to leave. Is there something you might suggest I do, Renee?
Something I suggest you might do, he ain't your man, that's for sure, my man. The survey said, he ain't your man, he's not even allowed things for him to be yours. You know, we got your time. Let's see. Let me just breathe it. Well, first of all, the signs are already there. You know, I'm not going to suggest you do anything. What I will suggest, what I will tell you, is to pay attention and tell yourself the truth. Do you want to be in a relationship with someone who's not there, or do you want to be in a relationship with someone who's there? What do you want? If you don't have alone time and the date nights that you're planning and he's doing something else, I mean, it's like if you buy a car, and as soon as you drive the car home, and the car dealership said, we're going to pick it up tomorrow, we're going to keep you until you finish paying the car note. And you have to pay a car note for a car you ain't using. Are you going to keep paying the car note? Yeah, I want to take it down there. You just kind of, just really see it. He said, I'm starting to feel like a booty call more than a girlfriend. Well, how did you see it? Did this start at this? Did you decide to be boyfriend, girlfriend? Because that, and based on what you're saying, that means there's a deeper commitment. Don't sound like it. So I think you need to just wake up and tell yourself the truth and ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want? Have a real conversation. And if the signs are speaking to you being a booty call, are you happy with that? It don't sound like it. So you need to take action. Have a conversation. And from there, decide your next move. You know, the answers are right here. Why settle for less if you want more? And I'm not saying he is a less person, but you're saying you plan date nights, you want alone time, but something generally comes up. So what you want is intimate time together, but you don't get that. So you're settling for less. Why are you settling for less? That's the real question. What are you really afraid of? Ooh, did I just say that? I did. because when you, the truth is, in intimate relationship, in life, when we go after what we really want, that thing, the person, the relationship, the experience is going to ask you to step up a little bit higher, for you to be more than you are right now. Are you willing to surrender to what you really want? And are you willing, are you ready to be responsible for what you really want rather than this push and pull relationship? It don't seem like it's helping you. Well, tell the truth. You say, Phil, you, I can't, that stands out. I'm starting to feel like a booty call. Well, are you? When you look at your relationship, just get objective about it. Just look at the whole thing. Like, yeah, actually, we only get to hang out when we're about to knock boots. Well, that's your answer. Is that what you want? So anyway, I hope that helped. Celeste. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You know, we gotta stop. I think you know, we talked about even with the food. We gotta stop being honest with ourselves, and we gotta love ourselves enough to ask for what we want. We just, I mean, come on. We do it with material things. Yes, when it comes to humans, there's things we gotta maneuver. You gotta, you know, there's something you gotta compromise. You gotta. You gotta, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm using my fingers. You gotta massage a relationship a little bit to kind of see if there are areas of our lives, areas of your life that you need to work through. Maybe there's some issues that need to be healed. Maybe there's some forgiveness. Maybe there are patterns that are repeating themselves. But ultimately, God, God is the universe, spirit, divine, saying, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Renee, what do you want? And all the other Renees, what do you want? And don't come up with, well, this is what I want, but, you know, there are very few good men out there. Shut up. That's not true. That's right. Shut it all up and listen. What you want, wants you. Be it a man, a woman, material things. The fact that you can connect with it, the fact that you're feeling it, is an indicator that it exists. The question is, are you willing to do the work that you silently asking yourself to do, because in order to maintain what you want, you're going to have to change your consciousness. You got to rise above. Rise above. All right, it's time to rise on out of here, Celeste.
All right, Life Coach David, for a great show.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Don't forget now, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle
with yourself. It's for all of us, right? That's what I said. Oh, that's for me to be gentle. Yeah, you're right. I do need to walk carefully these days.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm going to walk gently and eat well. I cannot wait to get my package from Sharon.
I'm excited too. I mean, I don't eat crazy. I mean, I feel good about what I eat. I need more variety. Because for me, it's like I get lazy. You say what?
It's a piece of hut in you right now, man. It ain't there one vegetable on that joint. Maybe an olive.
You silly Celeste. Get out of here.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm looking forward to meditation tomorrow. So I can
you. All right. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Thank you, listeners. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We're here to support you in your transformation journey, supporting you to radiate, to vibrate higher energy, and putting food that complements your body, that supports yourself to be what they already are. It's time to live life fully. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. This is Valerie Joy. Rise above. Rise above the BS. Rise above the judgment. Rise above, I can't. Rise above, I don't like the taste of that. Get over it and be healed. ValerieJoy.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
But you gotta see when love goes. spiritual place that you are ascending. Rise, rise above the clouds, pierce, pierce through the rain. There's a joy, joy, and a peace that you are sure to gain. Embrace God's grace forever present.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.